In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If you would be perfect, sell all that you own, give it to the poor, take up your cross, and follow me. 1,700 years ago, a man in southern Egypt heard those words from the pulpit and immediately felt that Jesus Christ had touched his heart. A young man, 18 years old, who had lost his parents and was taking care of his little sister, decided at that moment to sell all of his and his parents' and his sister's possessions, give it to the poor, put his sister among a company of virgins, an early form of a convent, and then to go out into the deserts to grow closer and follow Christ. Many people label St. Anthony the Great as the first monastic, and this is not true. For as we see in the icon of John the Baptist, we see that monasticism was present long before St. Anthony. But St. Anthony is the first to have gone out into the wilderness alone in the manner in which he did. For first he went to one of the desert fathers, discipled under him, and sought to learn more. Then he went and stood amongst the tombstones in a cemetery. And while there, the devil learned of his desire to grow closer to God and came and beat the holy man nearly to death. When the people of the nearby village found him the next morning, they brought him into town and healed him. After St. Anthony was healed, he decided that he was not to be defeated, and so he went further into the desert, learned from other holy men, and eventually found his way into an abandoned Roman fort in the middle of the desert. And while there, people said that they would hear continuously sounds of great battle taking place, screams, the roars of wild animals. However, one such night, a whole host of demons approached the Holy Father in the forms of wild beasts, lions, snakes, crocodiles, dragons, fearsome creatures with claws and sharp teeth. But when St. Anthony saw this fearsome army come to attack him, he laughed derisively at them. And he stated, "If any one of you had power over me, only one such monster would suffice. That you come with so great a host proves your powerlessness." And immediately they say that a great light shone out of that fort. And it was at that moment that they said that St. Anthony had acquired theosis, that he had become like unto God, and that his face shone like God. Desiring still to be made perfect more, he stayed in the fort and had the door of his cell boarded up, locked in, so that the only way that he would be able to have food would be for people to come and slip food under his door. And there he stayed, and over the course of time, many, many, many pilgrims came to him to seek spiritual guidance. And it is for this reason that in the Kondakion and the Ecos of today's feast, he is called the Father of Fathers. For it is for this reason that he is a father of the desert fathers and instructed wisdom to all. After 20 years, with his help, they unbound his door and took down the stones, expecting to find a man maddened from isolation, starved from deprivation, But what they found was a man fully in his right enlightened mind, and his entire body fit and strong, as though he had been working out daily in his cell. He went further into the desert still when Emperor Constantine in the year 318 made Christianity the empire's religion, perhaps showing us all that the church only survives under persecution, for he desired to further his combat against the devil. All that we know about Saint Anthony comes from his biographer, Saint Athanasius, who we will celebrate tomorrow. For this holy saint, illiterate by all standards, poor in all things, far away from all worldly information, and all of the politics of the time, still was considered a divine authority. And the deacon Athanasios was sent out to find him by the fathers of the First Ecumenical Council, that they might hear his opinion on the problem of Arius and his theories that Christ was not God. For though he was simple, he was enlightened by the Holy Spirit in every conceivable way. And so he gave a letter to be read at the council, marking him an ardent combatant against the Arian heresy. When Saint Anthony died, at about 100 years of age, we might have expected to find a man stooped down with all of his fasting. We might have expected to find a man missing his teeth from not having all that we have, toothbrushes and toothpaste. We might have expected to find a man blind from all of his reading of Scripture and his prayers late into the night. When Saint Anthony died, he was still fully erect, his eyesight perfect, his teeth fully there, and his face still glowing as it had in its youth. Perhaps this can be attributed, for one story Saint Athanasios tells us is that while Saint Anthony was struggling, the voice of God said to him, "Come and see." And he stepped out of his cell and saw an angel wearing what we would call now the monastic schema, the cross around his belt, and the hat fully flowing down, covering everything. And he would pray, and then he would sit down and he would weave palms. Then he would pray, then he would sit down and weave palms. And the angel turned to Saint Anthony and said, "Go and do likewise." Therefore, Saint Anthony is the first monk to wear the monastic schema that would be passed down to generations to today for all monks who are tonsured into the holy order of monasticism and all nuns. Perhaps it is no surprise that Saint Basil the Great, when he was putting together his cenobitic lifestyle for his monks, did something similar, recognizing that one must not only pray, but one must also do handiwork with the hands to give glory to God in all aspects of the body, and to train the mind that there are times for all things, as it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, an hour for every season. Today, as we heard in the gospel passage, we hear Jesus Christ talk about the blessed man, the perfect man, the man who is happy, the man who rejoices, the man who laughs, the man who is great in heaven. While Jesus Christ was speaking about himself, he speaks also to those precious few individuals who can achieve perfection, who can achieve deification, theosis. Saint Anthony is one such man. He is called great for a reason. He is the father of monastics, of the anchoritic lifestyle, and we pray for his intercessions for us, and also as they celebrate today in the chapel of the Holy Metropolis of Chicago that bears him as its patron saint. We pray for his intercessions that we too may be able to achieve divine holy prayer and a lifestyle pleasing